Welcome to today's Friends Scott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. At Central College, the chemistry department is breaking records in research. Today we're joined by Assistant Professor Jay Wackerly, Ben and Sam Palmer, and Ellie Miller from Central College.
So just take the time maybe here to explain a little bit about what goes on day to day here at the labs.
In the chemistry department at Central, we try to give the students the environment or opportunity to be able to conduct new research or original research. So what that means is we try and make it so that every student has the opportunity to do something fundamentally new or something, discover something that's never been known before in science, the world, the universe, however you want to think about it. And so that's what I think the unique feature we provide for the students. Most of the research we do would be considered basic science. And so there are long-term applications that we do have, but really we're trying to understand something fundamental.
What led you to get into the science fields, and how has this research really fulfilled that need for you if it's a passion?
I think what brought me to Central was the professor and student interaction, the relationships that you can build and the opportunities that those relationships provide. I came into college thinking I wanted to do a straight biology degree, so I've always been pretty familiar and eager to learn in the sciences. But I thought I was just going to do a straight biology degree, check off all the boxes, and go straight through to hopefully medical school. And my experience at Central has really changed that for me. Being a liberal arts, they encourage you to explore different fields and try things that are outside your comfort zone. So through that, I've added minors in philosophy and Spanish. I became involved in the chemistry department by adding honors enrichment, and that's how I got involved in research. And I found that I really love studying science from the kind of the atomic and molecular level. So I added a major in biochemistry. So now I'm a double major in biology and biochemistry and a double minor in Spanish and philosophy. So I think the liberal arts experience has allowed me to expand on what I want to study and what I'm passionate about.
Similar to Ben, I was just drawn to Central because of the great interactions between professors and students. And when I came in, I didn't really know what major I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do science, but I wasn't sure which science. I didn't really want to do physics, so I was kind of down to biology or chemistry. And I kind of decided, why not both? So I'm biology and biochemistry like Ben. And I got into research because I was in my organic chemistry class, and I was approached by Dr. Wackerly. And he asked me if I'd like to do some research with him, so I thought it'd be a great way to get some more hands-on experience in the course. So I joined, and it helped me learn so much, and I think it's just a really great atmosphere with everyone in the lab.
I've loved chemistry since I was a junior in high school. I've visited Central as a junior, fell in love with the campus, the field, the science department. I got involved with research as part of my major. I've enjoyed several classes with Dr. Dunn. I vastly enjoy working with him, and I feel like I've learned a lot through my research experience that like I wouldn't have got through like a class lab or just through my coursework.
What's it like to know that you're going to have this opportunity to discover something new every day, or the opportunity at the very least to have something that's yours? What does that feel like?
It feels great. I love the lab. I've known for a while now that I want to look for a lab job after I graduate in May. And even though things don't work out, as I've seen in my project, this is the third semester with it, things don't always work out. But you come back in every day and you do something new. And being in the lab makes my heart sing. And it's just a great experience. It's a lot of fun. We all work together, and I really enjoy it.
I think it's a very enriching experience because not only are you working on something that's your own independently, but you get to collaborate with so many different people. So it's kind of like a collaboration between everyone working together on their projects. And I think it helps you grow so much as working as part of a team and just working through problems. I think it helped me grow so much as a person because I feel so much more independent and I feel so much more confident in my problem solving skills that I can take care of something that's not working. And I just think that's going to be a valuable experience going forward.
Yeah, I agree with Sam. I think it's an invaluable experience to work with the lab equipment, to work with the science, basically procedures and work in the lab, but also in a broader sense, you're working on problem solving and the scientific process and things that we're learning about in class that maybe we don't have time to apply, so we really hammer that home in the lab. So it's a great experience in terms of science. And then in terms of, I think one of the most gratifying experiences for me was sharing that experience with the scientific community at large. We really are working on things that no one's ever done before, and we really are contributing to the scientific community. And whether that's in a poster session at the end of the semester for our research students to share posters with a Central community, with faculty, staff, community members who want to come visit. Or for me, I had the opportunity to travel to San Francisco with a few other researchers and present at the American Chemical Society National Meeting and Exposition out in San Francisco. So it was real chemists from all over the world, all over America, sharing and learning from each other in their discoveries. And we are a part of that scientific community, and we are contributing and sharing with those other scientists.
That concludes today's Vrenskat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA Care Less.